Track 11. This week, as our feature item, we are including a new type of article from the TNF soundings. This new contribution has been secured by the St Albans and District Talking newspaper and consists of wildlife recordings from the chair and members of the Wildlife Sound Recording Society around the world. In this piece, Alan Burbage describes part of a sailing trip around the Inner Hebrides and showcases some of the wildlife sounds he recorded. We are asked not to edit the recordings as the copyright belongs to the original recordist, but we have taken out some of the gaps between the sounds, for which I hope we may be forgiven.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hi, my name is Clive Davis, and I am the chair of the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. We are a worldwide community of recordists, both professional and amateur, with a variety of different interests. Every year, we have a competition for a short documentary, and it is great that we can share these entries with you now. The first is by Alan Burbage, which is titled Fantasy Island.
It was my wife, Teresa's idea. She said, "It is all very well you going off recording, but we should have a hobby that we can do together." And so it was that our shared passion for sailing was born. But my passion for sound recording is more of an obsession, and my thoughts turned to how could I combine both hobbies. Simple. We sail in Scotland and island hop. Here we are again. At Ardfern, approaching the marina, ahead of a week of sailing around the Inner Hebrides. Even on arrival, the forecast isn't great. The wind is soon increasing, yachts in the harbour strain on their lines, and the wind whistles in the halyards. But up here on the northwest coast, the weather can change on a whim, so time to get some kip and see what tomorrow brings. True to form, the next morning dawns fair and bright, with a good sailing breeze. So off we go, cutting through the water, with therapeutic sounds almost like waves on the shore. With fair wind and a fair tide, we approach a cluster of uninhabited islands, drop anchor and row ashore to explore, accompanied, of course, by my recording gear. The island is surrounded by high cliffs, apart from a small sheltered bay from where we ascend the heights. Along the way, a greenshank calls from the rocky shore. And, as we climb, quite unexpectedly, in the mid-afternoon sunshine, a storm petrel chirrs from a small crevice between rocks in a boulder field. This is a seabird paradise. Rat-free, the birds prosper, nesting on almost every available cliff ledge or rocky outcrop. A shag calls from its nest under a rocky overhang, keen-eyed, noting anything moving anywhere near its chick. High on the cliffs and high above a gully, kittiwakes make their presence known as gulls patrol the island perimeter. Not far away, on the cliff edge, razorbills hold conversations and guillemots and their young call incessantly from their colony. Less common here, but very vocal, formal pairs converse from cliff edge nests. Hidden in grassy banks are secret entrances, patrolled by sentinels, their bright white chests and colourful bills gleaming in the intense sunlight. Deep within these burrows come the unmistakable calls of puffins as they communicate burrow to burrow. It's been a fantastic afternoon, almost calm, bright sunshine, the crash of the sea far below. But all too soon it is time to head back to the yacht. The tide will soon be turning, and disturbingly, mare's tails and a mackerel sky build from the west. Might be a storm coming, and we need to get into a safe harbour for the night. I wonder what tomorrow will bring.
TNF Soundings.